Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Yasmeen. This is Nina Knight returning your call.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I am finding yourself. So
fine, thank you.
You're welcome. So first, I just want to inform you that your coordinator, Sydney Robinson, is no longer with us. So you guys are going to be reassigned in the next few weeks. But in the meantime, I will be your communicator that you will be communicating with.
Okay.
I contacted your caregiver, Kiara, to discuss. I didn't receive any clock-ins and out, and she informed me that you were in the hospital.
Yes.
So I just want you to keep in mind that we don't get notification unless you or your caregivers inform us of any hospitalizations.
Okay.
Okay, the reason why it's important to inform us within 24 hours is because I would have to do an EIM that is informing the insurance that there's a hospitalization generated, and that's how they come out and do a trigger assessment.
Okay.
Okay. So just in future reference, if there's a hospitalization, just text us if it is after business hours just to inform us of were you transported by ambulance, around what time, and what was the reason, and what hospital.
Okay.
Okay. Now, can I have that information? Because she gave me as little as she could, what she knew. She informed me that you were at Presbyterian Hospital.
Yes, ma'am.
She didn't quite know which date that you were admitted in the hospital.
Okay, it was Thursday. It was last Thursday.
Okay, so Thursday was...
Yeah. That one go up there.
Okay.
I didn't know
the
I was
going to
go in the hospital. Okay.
Okay, so it was the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you fell?
I went in the hospital to have staples removed.
Okay.
But I had fell a couple of days before that.
Okay.
And I decided not to go until they were going to remove the staples.
Okay.
So once I got there, they said that I would have to stay because some of the staples had overgrown, the skin had overgrown over the staples. And they would have to put me under, you know, to take them out.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they did that, they saw that I had a bruise because I did fall.
Were you hurt?
No.
Okay.
I was reaching for the lift chair, the handle on the lift chair, to pull myself up, and I fell and I hit my stump on it.
Okay.
And what is Chris to me?
Chris.
My therapist, yeah. My therapist came that day, the next day, and I had to check it out. And he said, "Oh, it don't look bad. You'll be all right."
Mm-hmm.
And then my nurse came the day after that. And she looked at it and she said, "You know, I guess you can hang in there until Thursday, and then they're going to take the staples out anyway."
Okay.
You know, but by the time I got there Thursday, it had bruised.
Bruised. Okay.
So that's why they said that.
So
you
the
know,
bruise
they,
that
they
it would cause you to go into the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah. Kiara, excuse me for a second. Kiara.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a newer pillowcase. I don't see it.
Okay.
It's like that one goes on that one, but look over here and see.
Would you happen to have the discharge paper from the hospital?
I do, but I can't get up and get it right at this moment.
Okay.
You can give me like
when
maybe
you get
half an hour or something.
Yep, that's fine. When you get a chance, I just need the front page, the very first page. It gives us a in and an out. So I just need a picture of that front page. If you can have your caregiver just take a picture of it and send it back to this phone number.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad that you did not injure yourself.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you know when you was discharged from the hospital, though?
This Monday night.
Monday, they just passed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Miss Yasmin.
You're welcome.
You take
care. I'll be talking to you again. All right.
Bye-bye.